This is Member Care Media, a media ministry of TWR. Up next, a conversation we believe will be helpful to you. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
I'm back with Scott Hicks, and Scott, you had mentioned one area that is a real concern for you that you are involved with, and that is crisis debriefing. Perhaps you could give us a bit of an explanation of what you mean by that and perhaps some of the steps and the reasons for a crisis debriefing.
You know, the reality is that we live in a very different age. We see much more in political unrest, religious extremism, just difficulties in living overseas in ways that we probably haven't before. And so one of the things that that we have tried to provide in the way of missionary care is something that is called crisis or trauma debriefing. And it's simply coming alongside someone who's been through a robbery, political unrest, maybe a rape, you know, those type of events, and trying to help them share their story, but maybe with the ability to not only listen, but help them unpack it in a way that is true. I think one of the things that we see is that we often believe that somehow I could have and should have avoided X, Y, and Z situation. I should have known better. I should have seen it coming. A lot of should-haves and would-haves and could-haves. If that's not there, sometimes there's a belief that, okay, now that this has happened, I should be over this in about 6 hours or some very short amount of time. But that's not the way we're wired. And you know, we wouldn't think this way given a whole lot of other common crisis or trauma, a death of a child. We wouldn't expect someone to be over that in 6 weeks, 6 months, 6 years. I'm not sure if we would quantify it, but we would know that that type of a loss would take a significant amount of time. How long does it take to get over robbery, to be beaten, rape, to be held captive for whatever? It doesn't have to be weeks and months, but for hours even. How much impact does that have? Should that have? Again, these things are not quantifiable, and so often within our human psyche, we will kind of lower what it ought to be so we can quickly get on, and usually that is not very, very helpful. So the process was actually started by a man, Dr. Jeffrey Mitchell, back in, I believe it was the 80s, who was working with police and firemen, who would walk into difficult situations and sometimes not be able to stop bad things from happening. A fireman gets to a house that's ablaze, and his job is to put out the fire and save the people inside. And no matter how good they were and how trained they were, there were some situations that they simply just could not prevent bad things from happening. Death would occur. And so they would leave that situation, and Dr. Mitchell, who was a firefighter, began to look at it and said, boy, we just need to come up with a way of helping these people deal in a much more healthy way with this loss, with this tragedy. And so he really developed the whole crisis debriefing steps that we're still using today. And it's a process where you would simply sit down and allow the person to tell their story. What happened is really the beginning of the whole process. And as you walk them through the what happened, trying to listen to how it impacted them. What were they thinking when X, Y, and Z happened? What was the thoughts that occurred to you? And you walk them through their thoughts and then through the emotions. What were you feeling? And the thoughts are at a different level. The emotions are at a much deeper level as to how it's impacting me. Probably the bottom of this process is just simply asking, what was the hardest part to get past? What's the hardest part to get past? What's the part that keeps coming back to your memory that you find your mind going back to during calm moments in a day that seems to be the most impactful of this event? And see what it is. Help them think through the five senses. What have you heard? What have you seen? What have you smelled that sometimes comes just triggering back and it's out of nowhere? sometimes in riots, things get burned. So burning tires is a real unique smell. And so I'm walking down the street and all of a sudden somebody's burning trash and maybe in there there's some rubber. And all of a sudden I had this huge flashback to this traumatic event. How'd that happen? It's the way we're wired. That is going to bring back a flood of memories. And so we try to help them think through and work through that. They're not surprised that when those memories get triggered, what might be the source or the cause of that? And then we try to help them understand what are some common reactions of people that have been through crisis and trauma. And there's physical reactions and there's emotional, cognitive reactions as to what might be some real common things that they might experience so that they can put their experience within a framework of what might be common. And so what they experience might be not mislabeled as to being weird or I've got a psychological problem, that they're really is a wide range of what their responses might be. And so you help them work through that, help them maybe make a plan. You know, sometimes we want to dive right back into ministry. Maybe the need to back off a little bit, give yourself a little bit of time, a little bit of space. Make sure that they're safe. You know, whatever needs to happen to provide safety. And then to follow up. You know, to sit back and say, you know what? It seems like a lot of things are in a good place right now. Would it be okay if I came back in a few days and let's just revisit this and see how's everything going? And do we need to relook at the plan? Do we need to modify anything? And, my experience has been that missionaries are an extremely healthy group, extremely resilient, that they have a lot of healthy theology that can be tapped into, that most people with just a listening, caring ear really work through an awful lot of trauma that a lot of people look at and say, how in the world did you ever stay in the field when that happened? They have an amazing wealth of strength to draw on. And so if we just allow them the ability to tap into that by just sitting down and talking with them, that's sometimes all they need. And it doesn't have to be a counselor. You don't have to be a psychologist. I am part of a team that goes out and trains regular missionaries to be first line responders. And so some of the best people to sit with other people that are hurting are our fellow missionaries who have been there through some of this themselves and really do understand and are on the field with them and can be a great source of comfort and encouragement as they work through this with someone that they probably respect and look up to maybe in some cases. And these are the people that are coming alongside, and it just brings so much healing to really a horrible situation that might not necessarily be there if there's just no one available, or if we just say, oh, it wasn't so bad. At least nobody died, or at least nobody got really hurt. Well, you got beat up a little bit, but it wasn't as bad as it could have been. Well, that's true, and we're often thankful for that, but being beat up is bad enough. And so to have someone to come alongside is just a great step in healing. And again, you know, the thing with these things, Scott, is that we're not talking about long, involved programs and processes. We're talking about a rather short period of time. And if we have people on the field in particular cities and countries, this can be done rather inexpensively, can be done rather quickly. We're not talking about a week of processing of information. Sometimes this can be done really within a couple of days, and people are given the gift of having the ability to think through in a healthy way, in a biblical way, in a God-honoring way, some really difficult things that have happened that will allow them to stay and continue on a missionary service.
This feature is a presentation of Member Care Media. Thank you for taking the time to listen. We invite you to check out our website further. We offer audio features and resources to help you in your work and daily life. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that will be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.